entire visual presentation just got wiped. So, I know. So, like, just by a power out just now, and when it came back up, there was only one slide. So, I don't know if this is going to go the whole 50 minutes now. So, I'm just gonna. I just kind of have to wing this. This is kind of. This is gonna just go off my raw notes, unfortunately. But anyway, what's it? No, it's not. It isn't. Can I get a what? I'm sorry. Oh, it did get erased. Well, I mean, because when it came back up, there was only like... No, it's not on the CD.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I was just asking whether there was another slot or something I could use, but I don't think there are any more slots, and I think this is kind of the last. all right. So anyway, like my research this past year has been on this on the Linksys WRTP VoIP proxy router. And the reason why I think this is a worthwhile presentation is because the reason why I think this router is really kind of bridges the gaps in many ways is because like in the past, like owning telecom was kind of like in the domain of like of the phone freak. I mean, you had to be like pretty dedicated to like, trashing RC Max, being able to like social engineer, like the telcos, in order to be able to like, manipulate like the telephone medium, of course there were the dedicated freaks to do that, but I think with this router coming out, what it allows. Kind of bridges the gap and it allows Linux hackers now to essentially become phone freaks and achieve many of the same capabilities as the phone freaks have in the past. For instance, phone freaks like in general have far more like robust capability, but. Yeah, there's no more slots. in the case of a phone freak, you can social engineer the telco in order to like be able to manipulate the line class codes of a telephone line. You basically do what you want. You can, in the previous domain of phone freaks was being able to do things like spoof caller IDs, call spoofing, changing a line class code of a line so you can turn it into a payphone, all those sorts of things. And with VoIP, like kind of being in the domain, like it adds the medium of the internet to it now. So what you have is you can do all this sort of manipulation before that was like in the realm of the phone freak, just by hacking the kernel, and the problem up to this point is that this is the very first router that has been VoIP router that's been released that is Linux based. So this opens up a whole world of possibilities as far as like its deobfuscation. And understanding it, of course, it's tied to only one vendor, and that's the primary issue with it. And this vendor doesn't really have any reason to want you to have any access to, to its Linux architecture. So, but of course, like, so that's the whole idea of my presentation was to. Kind of show you how to first of all unlock like all the capabilities that are crippled before it was released, and then also how to manipulate that firmware to like be able to customize it, as well as add your own features to it as well. Third-party firmware right now is a big business. So in that sense, I think there's a lot of capability with this architecture. It's based on the TI, Texas Instrument AR7 dual proc, which is based on one part MIPS 32 bit, and the other part is DSP 6330X. And so what you have like is you have two different here's the board, and of course you do have like a JTAG, and you have serial capabilities. You need to have a converter to be able to convert from 12 volt to 5 volt, but the specs of the board, you've got native built-in QoS into the hardware. You've got native T38 codec support for fax codecs processing. You've got it's a natural proxy router, and it's also got wireless capability. It's actually got a TI ACX 111 mini PCI slot in here, and you've got it's actually a very, very capable, very, very powerful system in itself. And ideally, I think if you really, this is a unit that you can get anywhere from between $50 to $100. And so, ideally, you can actually run Asterisk on it natively, which is a PBX software, to allow you to do all, make use of all these capabilities that I just mentioned. So, excuse me while I'm scrolling through these raw notes, but okay, so anyway, source is available for this router. Like you can go to Linksys site and get most of the source available for it. Vonage, which is the major vendor that it's tied to, there's only a couple different modules that they don't release. I mean, there's everything else the source is available for it. So it is possible to customize it as you want to, if you have access to it. So in my demo, I was going to kind of do the step by step of showing you how to root this router. Since I don't have anything up, go down the list of exactly how it's done. Unfortunately, you don't have anything to look at, but. What you need to do is, if you get this router, you have to put it online in order for it to auto provision, and so that what that does is that allows Vonage to be able to put its firmware upgrade onto the router itself, because it's going to come stock with a 2.20 firmware. And you want the latest firmware on there because you want the capability of being able to, upgrade through the web interface. So if you do that, and you let it out of provision, then you can go, it has a natural IP of 192.168.15.1. And so with that natural IP, you can use a, if you hit that, and then you use the default password, Tvon, and a user Tvon PW, you can actually get into it, and then I don't know. This is actually kind of impossible to explain because there's a series of URLs that you have to go to in order to get the admin pass, the hashcrypt key. And using the hashcrypt key, you can then using that hashcrypt key with FC4 encryption, you can then decrypt the URL to the hidden page that it has. Yeah, I mean, what I'll probably do is just put all the stuff on my link or something, so that you guys, if you're interested at some future time, you can actually see how it's done, because I can't really explain any of this stuff. That would be www.m-a-g.net, and so magnet, yeah. M-a-g.net. Yeah, like M-A-G, so it'd be like magnet.net, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, it's forbidden at this point in time. But I'll put everything up on there, because I guess, I don't think this is going to be very effective without a visual portion of this presentation, unfortunately, and they don't have any more slots. So, anyway, I really apologize for this not having what I hope to have. It's really unfortunate, but I can't really wing it with like what I have here. So.